Gluten intolerance is being called America's newest health epidemic. And with me now, I have Dr. Julie Gatza, health educator and founder of the Florida Wellness Institute. And we're going to be talking about gluten intolerance. So thank you very much for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on your show, Stephen.
Now, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about gluten sensitivity? What exactly is gluten sensitivity and what causes it?
Well, gluten sensitivity is sort of the stickiness that happens in many of the grains. And people over the years have been reacting to different types of the gluten. It used to just be wheat, but because our soil has been altered and we use a lot of Roundup and things aren't necessarily grown as cleanly as they used to be, a lot of people now are starting to react to other grains that they never had problems with. And they can have all the symptoms from inflammation to bloating and gas, and the list goes on and on and on.
Now, you also suggest that living a gluten-free lifestyle is not necessarily the best route to optimal health for those that have gluten sensitivity. Tell us about the program that you actually recommend.
Well, I find that it's almost impossible to live a gluten-free lifestyle. I mean, it's definitely it's being made more aware lately, you know, in the past 5 years that people do have choices. But I find that if you actually handle the digestive system and you really repair what's happening on the inside, you are not so sensitive to those grains and you end up having a much healthier lifestyle and you're not so crazy trying to avoid every single thing that has some sort of grain in it.
Now, you're a big proponent of enzymes. Can you tell us why enzymes are so essential for health?
Well, enzymes are the aspect that we're supposed to be making enzymes in our life and in our digestive system. And if we're making enzymes, we're breaking down our foods. If we are not able to break down the foods, then we can't get them into the bloodstream and get the nutrition that we need from it. So it's truly that simple. It's sort of a hidden secret that you should actually be taking enzymes, because if you take them, you won't be taking the Maalox and the Rolaids and all the other different things that you're trying to do to handle the aftermath rather than fixing the real source.
Now, what factors cause our bodies to stop producing these enzymes?
Age does it, poor dietary habits, stress, hospital, different things like that, and, you know, just diet in general. So people are starting to really notice it because our food source is just not as good as it used to be. And, you know, I'm in my 50s, and food does not taste the way that it did when I was a kid, and things aren't prepared the same way. So we aren't getting nutrition in the first place, thus then we're not breaking down our food.
Now, which enzymes actually determine how well we digest gluten, and what is the best way to ensure that we have plenty of those enzymes available in our bodies?
One of the best, the enzymes that will break down your food, you have one called protease that breaks down protein. You have one that breaks down fat. You have one that breaks down actual cell walls of the vegetables. Then you have one that breaks down the carbohydrates. So I've had my patients taking enzymes for the 27 years that I've been in practice, and the one that I recommend is called Absorbaid because it has all those enzymes in it plus the ability to break down your dairy products. And, I mean, little kids can take it, elderly can take it, and you'd be amazed at how much more bang you get for your buck if you take an enzyme with your meal. You lose weight, you have energy, you feel better, you're not bloated, you have better hormonal system, you sleep better. It's all simply because you're finally getting the nutrition that you thought you were getting on your plate.
And you also say that after the initial step of avoiding all gluten for a period of time, then you should reintroduce it back into your diet. How long should this gluten-free period be?
You know, I always like to give it a month. If you're not, you know, significantly noticing a difference in a month's time, then you've missed the boat. And a month's time is about enough for a person to go, oh, wow, I see. And if you don't believe me, go eat a big fat pizza and see how you feel. So, you know, if you're really just on the disbelief. But, you know, if you start to feel better and you then, you know, you eat a bunch of grains and go, oh, my goodness, just do it slowly. You know, you can do some gluten-free things if you want. You can bring back some pasta. You can bring back sandwiches. But just don't do it the way you used to. There's just not a lot of food value in grains in the first place. Not anymore. You're much better off eating, you know, protein is your first source of food in any form, and then the vegetables, and then eat the grains. And you'd be amazed at how much less grains you eat when you're filled up on the good stuff first.
Okay, now in addition to losing sensitivity to gluten, what are some of the other health benefits that individuals will experience once they start supplementing their diets with enzymes?
You know, one of the biggest ones that I see, one, just no more gas, no more bloating, no more indigestion, taking anything on the digestive line. Two, you start to get energy. Three, you you get rid of a lot of inflammation. I always look at my patients and I can see that their faces are puffy. And it means they don't see their jawline anymore. They have the circles under the eyes. They don't look so lively. And when they eliminate these, gluten products in general, take enzymes, especially the Absorbaid, it's amazing how much better you look in the mirror and you go, wow, today I actually do look better because you've seen yourself look good on certain days. Your hormones improve, your energy improves, your sleep improves, and it's, you know, it's simply getting the stuff that's sort of toxifying the body out and then allowing yourself to break down the actual meal. And the only way to get nutrition is to digest it. So you get your vitamins through digestion.
Great. Now, you also recommend that those who are ill or under stress, that they should eat lightly and take enzymes. Why is that?
Because the stress of the body is not going to, first and foremost, handle your digestion. When you're stressed, digestion is sort of the last sort of scene that the body even deals with. So when you're stressed, have small meals. Drink a lot of water. Don't put in huge, you know, rich meals with a lot of volume to it, just because there's no way your body has the energy to break it down. It's gone towards other sort of more important areas at this time. And, you know, double up on the enzymes if that's the case, and you'll feel, you know, better. You won't feel so dragged out and handle what's going on with your whole environment better.
And you also say that probiotics are essential for beating these food sensitivities. Why is that?
They are. Probiotics are basically good bacteria that recolonate your digestive system. And probiotics need to be in a good balance. They often get wiped out with stress, with surgeries, with antibiotics is probably the number one. And this company, Absorbaid, actually has one of their nutrients, the enzymes, also with the probiotics, so it's the full shebang all at once. And, you know, you can get it through your yogurt, but it's, I don't think it's the best source. I was seeing a whole bunch of people over these years that I've doctored. I think it's much better to take it actually in a pill form in a good quality because vitamins are not equally made next to each other.
Yes, and also yogurt has a lot of added sugar to it. And, of course, sugar is also not a good substance to be eating a lot of. It causes inflammation. And tell us what kind of probiotics actually, where can we get the probiotics that you're talking about?
You can get them from the Absorbaid. It's Absorbaid Platinum. And the platinum means it has the probiotics plus all the different enzymes to break down your meals.
Okay, and if people are interested about their food sensitivities and beating their food sensitivities, where can they find out more information about these digestive enzyme formulas that you've mentioned today?
They should get onto the website because the people who make these, they're really doing a great job. They've been doing a great job for years and years, and I'm sort of a vitamin snob, meaning I only use the best for my patients, and these definitely have been true and tried. The website is naturessources.com, and if they call the 1-800 number, they can call 1-800-827-7656, and if they use the code radio, they can ask for some free samples, or they can automatically have 20% off their first order. Just use the code radio. You can use these on your kids. I even use them on my patients' pets. And, you know, we never travel or go anywhere without the enzymes because it's the best way to be able to, you know, fall off the wagon a bit and maybe not follow everything perfectly that I've talked about today. But then you have, a backup plan to make sure you're breaking down your meals and you feel a lot better.
Okay, Dr. Julie Gatz, a health educator and founder of the Florida Wellness Institute, and we've been talking about what some experts are calling America's newest health epidemic, and that's gluten intolerance. So thanks once again for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.